7900.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City police ended a standoff Monday at a shooting scene after officials say no suspects were located inside an apartment. Officers responded to a medical call just before 4 p.m. at 75th Street and Askew Avenue, where they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to an area hospital in critical but stable condition. Officers have not determined what led up to the shooting. And a Kansas Highway Patrol chase ended with suspects' capture.
Sunday evening, the KHP was chasing a vehicle with Ohio tags that turned back east on U.S. 54 and lost sight of the car when it turned north on K-23. The suspect tried to turn off onto KK Road, but turned too wide and ended up in a dry containment pond. He only sustained minor injuries and was taken to a local hospital. The Meade County citizens also played a role in catching Tanner Godwin, who is now in custody. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the...
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections for March 2023 were $758.3 million, which is $64.9 million more than the monthly estimate and $78.7 million more than March of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $314.6 million, which is $438,000 less than the estimate, but $16.4 million more than March of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $102.6 million, which is $75.6 million more than the estimate, and $74.9 million more than March of 2022. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $275.4 million, which is $422,000 more than the estimate and $4.9 million less than March of 2022. However, the reduced year-over-year receipts for March from these tax sources is due in part to the reduction of state sales tax on food and food ingredients. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group, that consists of the Kansas Department of Revenue, the Division of Budget, the Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University, will meet on April 20th, and the group will review the fall estimate and make any revisions that it may consider necessary. Marijuana laws are changing constantly across the country. However, one thing that hasn't changed is the legalities behind impaired driving. To help keep drug-impaired drivers off the roads, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reminds all drivers of the safety message, if you feel different, you drive different. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said many people don't realize it can be just as dangerous to drive while using certain drugs or substances as it is as alcohol. Marijuana, anti-anxiety medications, painkillers, and muscle relaxants are just a few of many substances that can seriously impact one's reaction time and ability to drive safely. April 20th each year marks the unofficial marijuana holiday, which tends to see an increase in its use. However, whether a person uses marijuana or another substance, they should never drive afterwards, as driving under the influence penalties are not limited to defined alcohol concentrations. According to Kansas law, a person is driving under the influence if operating any vehicle while under the influence of any drug or combination of drugs to a degree that renders the person incapable of safely driving a vehicle. Herman said you should give your keys to a sober driver if you find yourself drug impaired and never get into the vehicle with an impaired driver. He also said if you have a friend or loved one who is impaired, step in and help them get home safely. And don't worry about offending someone because they'll thank you later. More information is available on the Traffic Safety Campaign, If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, by visiting the NHTSA's website at nhtsa.gov. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used to purchase transition backpacks. These backpacks include early learning materials and activities that are developmentally appropriate for three-year-old children and teach valuable concepts they need to know for school success. And backpacks also provide caregivers and parents activities for children that encourage engagement and learning. Tammy Dreiling, the DSNWK Family Services Manager, said they're very excited to be able to supply families with these special backpacks, as they will support both children and families by helping the children use the tools they developed while at KidLink for a smooth transition to their next level of education. And DSNWK thanks Midwest Energy for its support of the children and families serviced by KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to age 3 who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. These services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple counties in north central Kansas, and these include Osburn, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton County. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Norton County Hospital has reported in a news release that there have been recent media coverage of the financial performance of the Norton County Hospital and reported rumors that the facility is on the verge of closing. However, there is absolutely zero truth to those rumors. The presentation from the auditors in January indicated the Norton County Hospital has had a bad year. However, the Norton County Hospital is not alone, as this is a particularly difficult time for rural hospitals across the country. They said they are committed to working together to make financially responsible decisions to ensure that they preserve our local hospital. The Norton County Commissioners appointed 2 new members, Rich Miller and Jimmy Todd, to the board in January, and these appointments bring vast professional experience to the board. Jimmy currently is CEO and General Manager of Nextech. He has past experience serving on the hospital board in Ontario, Oregon, at an organization about twice the size of Norton's, and is also part of the CHI organization. And Jimmy has over 20 years of serving on boards of various organizations and associations at the local, state, and national levels. Rich has served the Norton County Hospital for 43 years, being the chief executive officer for over 30 years. In 2013, the Kansas Hospital Association awarded him the Charles S. Billings Award, which is the highest award for hospital leadership. The Board of Trustees is diligently working to ensure the ongoing success of the Norton County Hospital, as rural health care is vitally important to ensure health care for all of Norton's citizens and the surrounding communities. More information about the hospital can be found on its website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/NortonCountyHOSP. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects that includes three bridges in northwest Kansas. The letting took place on March 22nd in Topeka, and some of the bids may include multiple projects that have been bundled based on the proximity and the type of work. In District 3 for Northwest, this includes in Norton County for the K9 Bridge No. 52 over Skull Creek, located 4 miles east of Junction K-173 for a bridge replacement, in Phillips County for K-9 Bridge No. 33 over Crooked Creek, located 3.6 miles east of the Norton County line for a bridge replacement, and also in Phillips County for K-9 Bridge No. 34 over Wolf Creek, located 7.6 miles east of the Norton County line for a bridge replacement, and it also includes Russell County for the high-mast light towers. Doctors on Call airs on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays, and Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise. And each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor, and the program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org, and the show today, April 11th, will cover dementia and long-term care with Dr. Tyrell Summers with the Russell Regional Hospital. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Spring has finally sprung, and you can get your fence ready early with a trip to Baumgars. We've got barbed wire, fence posts, T-posts, wood posts, plus gates, panels, and water tanks from great brands like H&W, Tartar, and Oklahoma Steel. While you're there, don't forget to pick up feeders, waterers, and feeds for all your domestic livestock needs. Family-owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The drought continues to have a downward turn in the condition of the Kansas winter wheat crop. The latest numbers from National Ag Statistics rate the crop at just 13% good to excellent, down 3 points from last week. 26 fair and 61% poor to very poor versus 57 last week. 17% of the wheat has jointed, near 19% last year, and 20 for the 5-year average. 6% of the Kansas corn crop has been planted, near 5 last year, and 4% for the average. Topsoil moisture in Kansas is rated 80% short to very short versus 73 last week and 20% adequate. Subsoil moisture is rated 83% short to very short versus 80 last week and 17% adequate. USDA is reporting another decline in the condition of the winter wheat crop. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Last week at this time, USDA reported the condition of the winter wheat was the lowest ever recorded for that week, and you think it could not get worse. However, over this last week,
we actually saw a net overall drop in the condition of winter wheat nationally.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as we start this week, only 27% of the U.S. winter wheat's rated in good to excellent condition. That's 1% less than the week before.
And below last year's abysmal number, which was 32% good to excellent.
And we've added another 1% to the wheat in the poor to very poor category, now at 37%.
We see five of our plain states reporting at least one-third of the crop rated very poor to poor. 34% very poor to poor in Colorado, 61% in our number one production state, Kansas, 41% in Nebraska, 46% in Oklahoma.
And 47% of the Texas wheat in poor to very poor shape. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Our daytime high temperatures get a boost for the next couple of days, going way above average just about statewide through Thursday. Then our next low and cold front will be arriving on Friday, taking us back down to near normal daytime readings and bringing a chance of rain. With a low pressure trough to our west, the wind will be picking up again today through Thursday, gusting at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And combined with low relative humidity, we'll have fire weather conditions for western up through north central Kansas. Rain chances stay low as dry air moves in from the southwestern states. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered in the Intermountain states and extending down into the central Rockies. That's a fairly strong system generating downslope flow and a low pressure lee trough to our west. That means warm and windy conditions for us through today and likely the next couple of days. Highs this afternoon well into the 80s for much of our state. It'll be warmest in our western high plains with highs in the mid-80s. The wind will pick up through the day out of the south or southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Some higher gusts in the western and central counties. With that dry air in place, wildfire risk will be high for the western third of Kansas and also for the north central counties. We'll stay very warm again Wednesday and Thursday, well above average, and gusty wind will continue for a while. A low pressure trough and cold front will cool things down and maybe bring us some showers on Friday. Today's highs in the northwestern counties, mid-80s, upper 40s and low 50s overnight. North central, low to mid-80s with mid-50s for tonight's lows. Upper 70s and low 80s northeast and low to mid-50s overnight. Low to mid-80s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper 40s. South central, upper 70s and low 80s, upper 40s to low 50s overnight. We're in the upper 70s in the southeastern counties tonight, right around 50. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. With pastures greening up, it is time to process those cattle for spring grass season. Your friends at Valley Vet Supply can help you make sense of a calf vaccination program to avoid clostridial disease, pink eye, and summertime pneumonia. Valley Vet offers the high-quality brands like BovaShield, Pyramid, Vista, Endovac, Cattlemaster, and many others. And now is the time to prepare for next year's successful calf crop with an annual vaccine approach for cow herd pregnancy protection. The professionals at Valley Vet can assist you in planning your vaccine program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned.
We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the boxed beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades have taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Great music in the-
We've got you covered.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.